Madison Elevation Radio. God bless you. God bless you. This is Elevation Radio 1, and I'm your host, Pastor Steve, the Music Man Turner. We thank you for taking the journey with us. This is the program that spotlights positive people who are doing positive work while serving a positive God whose name is Jesus. And we're so grateful. Our subject matter today is debt, D-E-B-T, debt. Why are we not content? Why are we not content? Every year we shop and add things we don't need. We forget our budgets and we start the new year off in debt. My goodness. And we really ending up having to rob Peter to pay Paul. We've heard of that before. So why do we do it to ourselves? Why do we imprison ourselves in debt, living in a manner in which we can't afford to do it? Well, let's go to our verse to rehearse, which will be read by my lovely co-host, Evangelist Leora Turner. Are you there?
Yes. Praise the Lord. Everyone out there in radio land.
Okay. What is the scripture that you have?
Well, what the Bible says about debt is that in Romans 13:8, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. Then in Proverbs 22:7 says, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of lenders. And then in Psalms 37:21 says, the wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives.
Interesting. If you have something to say about it, you can call it 1-914-205-5353. Debt is a four-letter word that actually is a big business. We have actually, it's been going on for quite some time, and it's something that actually we do to ourselves.
Yeah.
I think Paul said that whether I'm abased or abound, I'm content in what... extending and into the ugly word of debt. Were you aware, sweetheart, were you aware that there were in Old Testament and some other places that could have paid merchandise or services or had you came up with the money to make? Could you stand for that?
Well,
and a hush fell across the room.
Actually, I can hear some of what you're saying, but you're actually breaking up, and I can't hardly understand what you're saying.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I'm saying in the Old Testament, they would have debtors' prisons where if you didn't pay the bill, they would come and snatch your children and put them in debtors' prison until you paid the bill.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And today, we tend to do a lot of shopping, starting after Thanksgiving, with Black Friday and some other made-up holidays. And Cyber Monday, we have an excuse to shop I think the average spending is over $1,040 to that most people have spent in buying things they really don't need, okay, because of the inability to resist temptations of commercials that are advertised on a regular, consistent basis. It's almost like a brainwashing. And some of the biggest dead items. Well, let's find out. What are some of the biggest items of debt that you promote most people buy?
Well, one of them I could say is like a student loan.
Okay.
That's a big debt. And a debt can also become when you start taking loans and borrowing from other people, and you can make a debt by putting stuff on layaway. You can owe money toward that, or a debt can mean a lot of things. You know, when you buy a home, that can put you in debt. A car.
Uh-huh.
If you're insinuating to me.
Oh, I don't want no trouble. I don't have
much of a debt. Because I believe that my Savior, you know, he paid it all in full for me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
I'm not
We can also get into debt by co-signing for other people's bills.
Well, that's what basically I was saying, yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is very unwise.
Yes.
Very unwise because right, you have very unwise because you have to be able to, when you co-sign, you have to be able to say that you're willing to take over the debt when
yes.
that person cannot afford to pay for it. And
now, this is true.
They must have something called ROI, return on investment. So if you're going to invest, they should be able to pay for whatever it is that they should, you know, that they're trying to get you to sign up for. And normally
well,
it doesn't work out. That's
right.
Work out
you're doing a favor for that person. And when that person fails to not stand up to his standards for what he said he would do, well, she... that means they failed to, so now you're stuck with that debt.
In my words, I would say, don't do it, because I have seen countless judge shows, Judge Judy, Judge Mathis, Judge Joe Brown, the list is endless, and it never works out. The roommate part, what you're supposed to pay half, that don't work out. Sometimes married people don't pay their extended their bills, and children never pay their bills.
Right.
So if you don't want to get stuck with that scenario, they come up with excuses, but they don't come up with actual money. And it's manipulation. You can end up in debt, carrying the debt of some supposedly grown adult, which in fact is not. So that's terrible. Yeah. So I don't know if you any listeners out there have had this experience, but if you have, tell us how you handle it, what you did at 1-914-205-5353. Actually says that scripture talks about that the person who is evil borrows and never repays.
Yes.
Well, if that's the case, we've got a lot of evil folk. 650 million Americans are in debt.
Right.
So what are we going to do about it? We say we love God, and we love man, our brother, but we tend to do dishonest things when we do not return the money, and credit card bills and just going out to shop writing bad checks. I mean, the list is endless. One who is who's in the church does that kind of stuff. I know that there are no musicians who have been promised pay by the church who have not been paid because the church refused to pay them. I know a few, or who have given them bad checks. Of course, it's increasing in debt. They said a good name was it is better to have a good name. My goodness. It's a part of integrity, which doesn't seem to be a curse word nowadays. From government to matter of fact, I think that's one of the reasons why your president is in trouble, because he was Congress approved a $391 million allotment of money to Ukraine. And he decided that he was going to hold it up and freeze it until they did what he wanted them to do, which put them in a measure of debt and put the Congress in debt because we voted this money. Fraudulent activity. Good God Almighty.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But there are several... At least once a year, you should go and actually get from the three credit bureaus. They can give you a free report and let you know what your credit score is. And they can also give you a free credit report from Equifax and TransUnion. And I think it's one more that you can get it for free. It's good to know what people are saying about you, and can also detect identity theft by looking at your credit report. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay, pretty sharp. You've been hanging around some smart people. Now, would you, I heard, or would it be appropriate before you get into a serious relationship, marriage, to consider actually checking out your potential spouse by looking into their credit?
I think it's important because you need to know what you're getting into before you get involved with someone.
What about all that love and faith?
Well, that's love when you're sharing what you're going through or what your statics are. You know, it should be equal. You should talk about each other's, you know, situation, their income, where they stand with each other, especially if they're planning a future together.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you're saying you should disclose your credit history? Is that right?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
You should disclose credit your
can't understand you. My phone is going in and out.
Oh, my God. Somebody help me, please. You're saying you should disclose, your credit issues to your spouse.
Oh, yeah.
In advance.
Oh, yeah.
That's what women do in particular. They tend to have amnesia and can't hear when it comes to asking them about money. And to have a word budget.
Did you just
budget.
Say women?
I said it. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not afraid of it. Women seem to have a problem with shopping. They can't stop shopping. Yeah.
I think anybody who has money and love to shop, it works both ways. Either way, you have money, you're going to shop. You're going to get what you want to get. So I'm going to disagree with you on
that
one, sweetheart.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
But it doesn't apply to only women. Like anyone who has
listen,
you know, money and love to shop. Anybody could be a shopaholic.
Mostly women. And let me say this, and if any men out there, any warriors out there can help me, assist me in this situation, call and come to my come to my defense here at 1-914-205-5353.
And need somebody call and help and sister out. Let them know it's not only women out here that love to shop. Come on, women, I need for you to call in and voice your opinion on this. I need some help here.
But let me say this here, because before I get in any trouble, more trouble than we're in, as is. Well, when women shop, which they do on a regular basis, they get up in the morning thinking about shopping. They go to bed thinking about shopping. They will shop, my God, and stash shoes and dresses in the closet and try to sneak it in the house and all that good stuff like this. They go on shopping trips. They will be talking in the store, don't even know each other. Girl, where you get those shoes from? I got it from a website. What's the website? And all that. And so, but let the man buy one little small item, and then you get an interrogation. Why are you spending money like that? Wasting money like that. Yeah, well, can I buy myself a suit for? It's only once a year. My God. It's all debt, and even depreciation. We have big ticket items like cars and TVs and things of that nature. Trying to, keep ourselves at least interested, but our stuff is limited. When y'all stuff is continuous and nonstop. I know I got some brothers out there who rise to the occasion and say yes. You can call me at 1-914-205-5353, 1-914-205-5353. And a budget helps you to stay afloat and to plan for your retirement, to plan for your annuities and IRAs, and really have something to build a future upon, after you can no longer work. But if you spend it all up on little small things and spend it up on stuff that doesn't make sense, impulse buying, and usually, I know I'm getting in trouble now, usually men do not do a lot of impulse buying. We ask the question, how much is it? That's our first thing we ask. Because when you're trying to shop, you want to get something, you're like, oh, don't you think I look good? This, like, how much is it? Don't I? That's what I ask.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
When you say the number, can you say it slowly this time so they can really understand that phone number? Say it slowly one more time.
Well, you tell them. You're a co-host. Don't make me do all this work.
Make you do all this work?
What is the number?
Number 1-914-205-5353. Again, the
What'd
number is 1-914-205-5353. Please call in, women, so I can hear your opinion on this, how women just love to shop more than men. He needs to hear this.
I think the women are scared to call in.
No, they're not scared.
Justify themselves.
They're just good listeners, and they're going to be careful when they call in, because they're going to know.
Yeah, don't know. Be prepared, because I will challenge you. The music man will challenge you. Yes, indeedy. Oh my goodness! There's so many items, and as a matter of fact, we have situations now where the women are now buying big ticket items. They're buying contracts for spas and doing all kinds of. They want cosmetic. You look great. You don't need nothing cosmetic. That's in your mind. Double plan in your head. And so, matter of fact, that was on a divorce court where a woman wanted to do some enhancements. I think it was, and taking money that she had saved, not for the kids, but for herself. Oh my goodness! It was something else. Debt is something else. My goodness. And so, you know, like I said, you were right. One of the biggest debt enhancers is buying a car. And I've learned that it's better to, when you have to do some research before you make the big purchase, and it's better to get a car that's on sale through online. It's usually a discounted price, and to get a car that's been driven by the car sales rep as a dealer car. And they'll knock off a few digits on that car has got a little bit of mileage, but it's cheaper. Get a car with most rebates, and usually waiting to the end of the year is the better time to do it, because they've got inventory they want to get rid of. Yes. Mm-hmm. And probably the smartest one is go through the credit union and go that route. Mm-hmm. But never shop and get the first thing you see in anything. Can't go by just by what the looks are.
This is true.
But when we talk about debt, there is another type of debt. There is child support debt.
Oh, yes.
You're in love initially until that time. And then paperwork comes from downtown where you're going to have to start paying. You got a court date. You got to take a DNA test. You got to figure it out. And then the judge, usually with an all-female jury, will give you an amount that you must pay from here until Jesus comes back. Lord, if you don't pay it, you'll go to jail to being a deadbeat dad.
That's right.
A deadbeat parent. Uh-huh. And I thought you'd get an amen out of that one. That's debt. And so that'll last, nowadays, it lasts past your past 18, goes into the year 24. And they'll tack on college education along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. So you have to think twice. And if you looked at the fact that if she's not your wife, you're getting into debt, you may think about it before you decide to go on that date. Lord have mercy. Yes, indeed. If you have an opinion, call in 1-914-205-5353. Why are we not content? Why are we just not happy with what we have? My goodness, why do we not want? I talked to a pastor recently, a bishop, and he was content. He didn't want to live beyond his means. He could do it, but he didn't want to go into debt buying new cars and getting into big houses and things. He had the potential to do it, but he said, why should I do it? Why should I go beyond and sit there and worry about looking out the window at the car when I should be sleeping? Worrying about somebody stealing my vehicle. It's brand new with all the bells and whistles. If I get a new house with a big mansion, I got to worry about people breaking in and stealing stuff. Why should I do it when I can just be content? Yes, indeedy. I do remember actually doing some thrift shopping. And somebody didn't understand that. And so why? Well, they're not going to sell you the dress any differently. It's the same dress. It was marked down. It's got a red tag on it. I can actually buy it and not go into debt. You can still get a cheeseburger and go to a movie with some change left over. That's wisdom, being a good steward. Good steward of your money. Because money is allocated. But when people are VIP and bougie, they want to spend top dollar. Oh, my goodness. God gives you wisdom after a while. So sometimes you can't get the wisdom until you have been foreclosed, until you've been bankrupt. Then you understand that it's not all that. Yeah. I tell you. So there is not one more debt, which we haven't talked about, which is the debt that we all have owed. That's spiritual debt. Lord have mercy, that God has given us the ability to walk the earth and to breathe the air and to take up residence in space. And we have not given him the glory. We have not given him the praise. We have not acknowledged that he has gone to hell and defeated Satan for our souls and to overcome the sin of nature by the blood of Jesus Christ being shed for us for the remission of our sins. We would have owed a debt if it wasn't for Christ making a way for us and paying the debt, which is the wages of sin, is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Oh, we're happy about it, that God has done a marvelous thing. Aren't you happy about it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, yeah. I know, hey, when was your date? When was your date that God delivered you? I understand you were something else.
Oh, like when I first came to Christ?
Yeah, when God saved you from New York, because I hear you were something else up in New York. You were something else.
I think I was, my first was like around 11, 12. I had gone to church, to Greater Refuge Temple, Bishop Bonner, and there was this lady who lived in my mother's building, and she had taken me to church with her. And
I'm so glad.
She had taken me to church. And when I went, when I went, I couldn't understand the praise. I mean, I couldn't understand what they were doing to jump in the shower.
Uh-huh.
I just couldn't understand it. But I was trying to. So at that time, during that time, what they had to do, they were tarrying. There was a thing that they tarried at, a tarry room. And they had to tarry for the Holy Ghost. I'm going to make this short. There was a room that you had to go into to tarry for the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And there had to be someone there to assist you in this tarry.
Uh-huh. So, well, that's very good.
I tarried, but I didn't get it right away. I received it after a couple of weeks or a month or so.
All right, you gotta be.
And that's basically I received it in the house.
Mm-hmm. Good, gotta be continued because we've got 60 seconds. But I'm so glad that God delivered you because I understand you were a gangster.
Never. But
it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. I thank God because some of your gangster ways come out from time to time.
Oh my God.
It'll be all right. But next week we're celebrating our 100th episode, our 100th Christian podcast. So stay tuned for that. It'll be at 5:30 to 6:30. And if you'd like to be a part of it, tell us what the broadcast has been to you at 1-914-205-5353. Got so excited, I almost forgot the number. 1-914-205-5353. Tell all your friends, tell all those that you love to meet us next Saturday at 5:30. www.elevationradio1.info. is our website. Don't forget our Facebook group page, our Facebook page. We're on Twitter, iHeart, Spreaker, and Spotify. We look forward to speaking with you. Thank God. Let's give a clap for my celebrity co-host, the lovely Evangelist Leora Turner. And we thank you so much. Hope you have a great week. Remember that the gift of God is eternal life, and that life can be so much better when God is in it. We thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.